The book of Revelation, the Apocalypse, is a mysterious book to most people. This revelation is the last book in your Bible, and yet it is one of the most important books in the world. Why? Because it reveals the future of humanity and the future of planet Earth. But there are symbols and secrets that challenge us. The four horsemen of the apocalypse destroy one-fourth of all people on the earth in their famous ride. A harlot rides the beast with seven heads and ten horns. The writer of Revelation, the Apostle John, sees another beast with seven heads and ten horns rising up out of the sea. And then the final battle of World War III, Armageddon, determines the victory between good and evil. My friends, you need to know the secrets of this mysterious book. The mystery of Revelation has been unveiled. On today's program, we'll be offering a free study guide titled Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. You need to know the mysteries of this last book in your Bible. You need to know the prophesied future and the ultimate future for you and your family. You need to know it's good news. Today I'll share with you seven mysteries of Revelation. Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. One of the most important books in the world is the book of Revelation in your Bible. This mysterious book reveals what will happen in the next decade and beyond. You've probably heard about the famous four horsemen of the apocalypse. Who are these horsemen and what do they represent? The writer, the Apostle John, also describes a beast rising out of the sea with seven heads and ten horns. Later, he describes a harlot riding another beast. What do these and other symbols mean? Can we unlock the mysteries of Revelation? Can we know the future? My friends, the mystery of Revelation has been unveiled. You need to know its secrets. On today's program, we'll reveal seven mysteries of Revelation. You need to know the prophetic meaning and messages of this mysterious book. You need to know the sequence of prophetic events leading up to the second coming, the return of Jesus the Messiah to rule the world. And we'll be offering you an exciting free booklet that will open your eyes to the future and the mysteries of the apocalypse. It's titled Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. This informative free booklet will help you in your study of Bible prophecy. Be sure to write down the phone number and address to order your free copy. You can also order this booklet on our website at twtv.org/revelation. The Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth, inspired John to write what he saw in vision so that we could understand the future. As mysterious as this book appears, you can understand its message. This is what Christ himself stated in Revelation 1, verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants things which must shortly take place. And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ to all things that he saw. Now listen to this. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. Notice, my friends, that the purpose of Revelation is for you to understand the future, not to be mystified. You need to understand the secrets of Revelation. Today we'll reveal seven mysteries that unlock this important book. Our first mystery of Revelation is Revelation's major theme is the day of the Lord. Turn in your Bible to Revelation 1 and verse 10. The Apostle John wrote, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet. John is speaking of the major prophetic period of time described in the rest of the book as the prophetic day of the Lord. John is not referring to Sunday as the Lord's day. If John were doing that, he would have referred to Sunday as the first day of the week as he did in the Gospel of John. Jesus himself said he was Lord of the Sabbath, and he was not speaking of Sunday. The expression Lord's Day here in Revelation is plainly referring to the theme of the whole book, the prophetic day of the Lord, culminating in the return of Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The day of the Lord is introduced by the sixth seal. The sixth seal is the heavenly signs, or the cosmic disturbances that will shock people all over the earth, Let's read that in Revelation 6 and verse 12. The Apostle John writes, I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man, hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? Jesus Christ the Lamb will judge rebellious nations. The heavenly signs have produced the seventh seal of Revelation. The seventh seal represents the day of the Lord, the one-year judgment on the nations. It is the great day of his wrath. That's Revelation 6, verse 17. Notice this powerful statement by the prophet Isaiah. For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance, the year of recompense for the cause of Zion. Isaiah 34, verse 8. God's punishment, the day of the Lord's vengeance, is equated to 1 year. Isaiah 63, verse 4 also indicates this year-long day of God's vengeance on rebellious nations. Our first mystery for understanding the book of Revelation is Revelation's major theme is the day of the Lord. Our second mystery of Revelation is the seven seals reveal the sequence of end-time events. The Apostle John saw in vision a scroll with seven seals, mentioned in Revelation 5 and verse 1. The Revelator, Jesus Christ, unseals them one by one. Turn in your Bible to Revelation, the sixth chapter. Here we see the famous four horsemen of the apocalypse, represented by the first four seals. What do these horses and their riders symbolize? Jesus gave an outline of prophetic events in the Olivet Prophecy, found in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21. These prophetic events explain the four horsemen in the book of Revelation. The famous four horsemen of the apocalypse symbolize an order, false Christ and false religion, war and its devastating effects, famines that normally follow on the heels of war, and pestilences and disease that follow after famine. My friends, there are shocking times ahead for the whole world. We need to be prepared for them. These four horsemen will cause devastation all over the earth, as we read in Revelation 6 and verse 8. Power was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. My friends, can you imagine the death of 2 billion or more people in the future? Perhaps even in your lifetime? Now what happens when the fifth seal is opened? Turn to Revelation, the sixth chapter and verse 9. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Here is described the martyrdom of the saints, true Christians. In the first century, the Emperor Nero severely persecuted Christians and put them to death. A major end-time persecution of saints is also predicted by this fifth seal. Jesus predicted this tribulation in Matthew 24, verse 9. Then Jesus opens the sixth seal, revealing the heavenly signs that will terrify people all over the earth. This chart in our free booklet gives you an overview of the seven seals and their prophetic significance. The seventh seal consists of the seven trumpet events, and the seventh trumpet consists of the seven bowls or the seven last plagues. Our second mystery of Revelation is the seven seals reveal the prophetic sequence of events. We'll discuss five more mysteries of Revelation in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this exciting free booklet, Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. The book of Revelation or the Apocalypse is a mystery to most people, but you can understand its mysteries and its symbols. You also need to understand the sequence of prophetic events. Here is a chart showing the relationship of the seven seals, the seven trumpets, and the seven bowls. The book of Revelation reveals your future and the future of the world. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free booklet, Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. Just ask for the booklet on Revelation. You can also order this free booklet on our website at twtv.org/revelation. or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531 or go to twtv.org/revelation. This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, 10 inspiring issues discussing news, science, and modern culture will help you make sense of your world from a biblical perspective. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. Call now or go to twtv.org/revelation.
In the first part of our program, we saw the meaning of the seven seals in their prophetic sequence. But these seven prophetic events also are grouped into three major milestones leading up to Christ's return. Our third mystery of Revelation is, three milestone events reveal the end time prophetic framework. What are those milestone events? They are, 1, the Great Tribulation, 2, the Heavenly Signs, and 3, the Day of the Lord. These three events cover a period of about 3.5 years. There are over 30 prophecies in your Bible referring to the Day of the Lord. As we've seen early in the program, Isaiah 34 verse 8 and Isaiah 63 verse 4 show that the Day of the Lord, an end time prophecy, the time preceding the second coming, is a period of 1 year. You might want to write down those references, Isaiah 34 8 and Isaiah 63 verse 4. Our third mystery of Revelation is three milestone events reveal the end time prophetic framework. Jesus warned us that mankind's mad obsession with war and weapons of mass destruction would lead to total cosmicide. He stated in Matthew 24 and verse 21, "For then there will be great tribulation, such as not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened." The Great Tribulation is a time unique in all history. The prophet Daniel referred to it in Daniel 12, verse 1. The prophet Jeremiah referred to it in Jeremiah 30, verse 7, as the time of Jacob's trouble. Yes, the time of judgment on the modern descendants of Jacob, the American and British descendants peoples, as we've explained on previous programs. What happens after the Great Tribulation? Notice Matthew 24, verse 29. "Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken." So Christ gives us the sequence of major events. First, the Great Tribulation. Then the cosmic disturbances or heavenly signs that we read about earlier in Revelation 6, verse 12. What follows the heavenly signs? The prophet Joel gives us the answer, Joel 2 and verse 30. "And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord." The heavenly signs precede the day of the Lord. So again, we see our third mystery of Revelation revealing three milestone events. 1, the Great Tribulation. 2, the heavenly signs, and 3, the day of the Lord. You've probably heard of the beast of Revelation. The book of Revelation or the Apocalypse features a symbolic beast. Our fourth mystery of Revelation is the beast and the false prophet will rule for a short time. What does this beast of Revelation symbolize? The beast of Revelation, the 13th chapter, has 7 heads and 10 horns. The beast rises out of the ocean. The scarlet beast of Revelation, the 17th chapter, has 7 heads and 10 horns and is ridden by a woman described as a harlot. When will this beast appear on the world scene? We only need to read the next verse, Revelation 17, verse 14. "These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful." The Lamb is Jesus, the Messiah. He will come to this earth to save it from total cosmicide. The time setting is for the future. The seventh revival of the beast power is just ahead of us. Who is this beast? My friends, Bible prophecy reveals that a great superpower will arise in Europe, and it will be a revival of the Roman Empire. This great power will be political, military, and economic. You can read about this economic power in Revelation chapter 18. The current European Union aspires to hold all three dimensions of that power. This power is symbolized by the beast who will rule with the support of the false prophet. Our fourth mystery of Revelation is the beast and the false prophet will rule for a short time. We'll continue with more mysteries of the Revelation in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you an exciting free booklet that will open your eyes to the book of Revelation. It's titled Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. This inspiring free booklet covers much more information than we have time for on this program. It contains a helpful chart showing the relationships of the seven seals, the seven trumpets, and the seven last plagues. The book of Revelation also reveals a glorious future for planet Earth and mankind. You need this vital information. Be sure to request your free copy of Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled.
This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. Call now or go to twtv.org/revelation.
We've seen that the beast and false prophet will rule for a short time. But the good news is in our fifth and sixth mysteries of Revelation. Our fifth mystery is Christ will win the final battle. Revelation 11 verse 15 tells us of a wonderful announcement. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." But notice the worldly nations under the sway of the beast's power will not submit to God's coming kingdom. How will they respond to this new world government? Revelation 11 verse 18. "The nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead that they should be judged, and that you should reward your service of prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth." Satan and his demons will influence worldly armies to gather at Megiddo, about 55 miles north of Jerusalem. You can read about that in Revelation 16, verses 14 through 16. Who will win that battle, commonly referred to as Armageddon? Remember, as we read earlier in Revelation 17, Christ will conquer the beast's power, Revelation 17, verse 14. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. Our fifth mystery of Revelation is Christ will win the final battle. And what will happen after he wins that victory? That's our sixth mystery of Revelation. The kingdom of God will rule on the earth. My friends, Jesus Christ came preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. The apostles continued preaching that gospel. Even the apostle Paul continued to preach that gospel to the end of his life. Read the last two verses in the book of Acts in your Bible. Acts 28 verses 30 and 31. "Then Paul dwelt two whole years in his own rented house and received all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ, with all confidence, no one forbidding him." Your Bible plainly reveals that Christ will return as King of kings and Lord of lords, as we've seen. He is called the Prince of Peace in Isaiah 9, verse 6. Notice that he would ensure world peace for all nations, Isaiah 9, verse 7. "Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Genuine and faithful Christians will serve in his world-ruling government. Revelation 20 and verse 4. "And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years." That is the millennium. After that, The New Jerusalem will descend from heaven, and God's kingdom will continue for all eternity. Our sixth mystery of Revelation is the kingdom of God will rule on the earth. Our seventh mystery of Revelation involves you personally, and it's the key that will determine your future when these prophesied events take place. We'll discuss that secret in the final part of our program. But first, I'd like to give you another opportunity to order an exciting free study guide that will open your eyes to the book of Revelation. It's titled, Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. This inspiring free booklet covers much more information than we have time for on this program. You need this vital information. Be sure to request your free copy. The apocalypse is rich with symbols. Revelation 13 describes a beast with seven heads and ten horns rising up out of the sea. Revelation 17:3 describes a woman riding the beast. The Apostle John writes, And I saw a woman sitting on the scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. Who are they, and what do they symbolize? This free booklet will give the answer. You need to know the secrets and symbols of Revelation. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy, Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. This booklet also includes a chart showing the relationship of the seven seals, the seven trumpets, and the seven bowls or the seven last plagues. This booklet will help you in your study of Bible prophecy. So just ask for the booklet on Revelation.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531. Or go to twtv.org/revelation. This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, 10 inspiring issues discussing news, science, and modern culture will help you make sense of your world from a biblical perspective. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. Call now or go to twtv.org/revelation.
So far, we've discussed six mysteries of Revelation. The Apostle John sent this revelation, this message, to seven churches in Asia Minor. Our seventh mystery of Revelation is, the seven churches have meaning for us today. The people in those seven churches had different characteristics, some good and some not so good. John describes them in Revelation chapters 2 and 3. The seven churches were on one mail route in what is today Western Turkey. They were Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. The spiritual conditions of these seven churches have been reflected in the true church of God through various eras during the past 1,900 years. The Revelator, Jesus Christ, tells us to learn lessons from each church. Listen carefully to the descriptions and warnings. The Revelator, Christ, describes the church at Ephesus this way, Revelation 2, verse 4. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Ephesus is called the loveless church, according to the New King James Version heading. Next to Smyrna, the persecuted church. Jesus states in chapter 2, verse 10, Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. The third is Pergamos, the compromising church. It tolerated sexual immorality. Jesus tells them in verse 16, Repent, or else I will come to you quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Artifacts of a pagan temple from Pergamos can be seen today in Berlin's Pergamon Museum. The fourth church, Thyatira, is referred to as the corrupt church. The fifth church, Sardis, is called the dead church. The sixth church, Philadelphia, is the faithful church. And Jesus tells them, Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. That's chapter 3, verse 10. The final church, Laodicea, is called the lukewarm church. Jesus warns them in verse 16, Because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Do you want Jesus to vomit you out of his mouth? Or do you want to be a faithful Christian? Study those chapters and the characteristics of those churches. Apply them in your life. Jesus gave a warning to those churches. And my friends, we need to listen to them as well. Revelation 3, verse 19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. My friends, I encourage you to read carefully these two chapters, Revelation 2 and 3. Jesus reveals the changes we need to make in our lives. He exhorts us to apply all these messages to our own life. Seven times he tells us, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches, all seven of the churches. These seven churches also reveal the spiritual characteristics and attitudes of the Christian church from the time of Christ to the end of the age. My friends, we are nearing the end of the age and the coming of the kingdom of God. You need to take action and seek the truth of your Bible. Our free study guide will help you in your search for truth. Be sure to order Revelation, The Mystery Unveiled. May God bless you as you seek him and his way of life. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World or watch us online at any time. As our world continues to unravel and decline, you need the encouragement, faith, and truth that come from your Bible. Gerald Weston, Wallace Smith, Rod McNair, and I will continue to share with you the revelation of Jesus Christ, the gospel or the good news of the coming kingdom of God, and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week, right here, at this same time.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531. Or go to twtv.org/revelation. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to tomorrow's world for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.
Do you have the feeling our world is going in the wrong direction? A very bad direction? Where can you turn to make sense of a world that is spinning out of control?
Tomorrow's World exposes the truth and reveals the real reasons behind today's news.
And it just brings a peace of mind that I just really need in this time.
Tomorrow's World magazine makes sense of today's chaos, looking at history, science, and current events through the pages of the Bible.
It helps me be a better person.
And for us, it's really about the hope.
The nice thing is that the subscription is free.
Join over 450,000 loyal readers and enjoy peace of mind knowing what's ahead.
In times like these, we need real answers. Clarity, not confusion, and truth instead of lies.
Jesus commands, freely you have received, freely give. So every subscription is completely free. Visit twmagazine.org to get yours now.